Okay, Rabos, let's go. We're going to, I want to finish up Tosis and start to expand our reach a little bit. I'm going to start with, just to set up Tosis properly, I want to start with that Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So open up, please, to the Mishnah, that Mem Beis Amud Aleph. In order to go ahead and understand our Tosis, you have to know what's going on in that Mishnah. And the Mishnah there identifies what we call Tarovis Chametz. Tarovis Chametz is Chametz, but it's not pure Chametz, mixed up with a lot of other things. And the Mishnah tells us, Elu Ovrim BaPesach. Kuta Chabavli Sheikh Ramodeh Chometz Adomi Vizayisma Mitzri Vizoman Shel Tzvoim, etc., etc. So all of these things, Elu Ovrim. So that's the Lashon Mishnah. Something about these, again, Taroves Chometz, a mixture of Chometz, and Elu Ovrim. So says Rashi, if you have Taroves Chometz, what does it mean, Elu Ovrim? Ovrim Bebal So Rashi over there on Daf Mem Beis says you violate Yisra by Rabbi Motze even on Taroves Chometz. You understand what Taroves Chometz means? It's mixed in a lot of other things. Okay, you got the kugel with Chometz inside of it. Okay, so it's a Taroves. It's not pure pristine Chometz. It's Chometz in the middle of other stuff. Toast, ma? Chometz nukshe zotodava. Ze Taroves Chometz. Omrim Tosfot. You guys are good with Hebrew?
Fine. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Tosis comes along. We'll do some Hebrew soon. Tosis comes along and he quotes Rashi, Perush HaKunshus, Labra Levay Rabbi Motzei, V'gamri V'medak Miloshen Ovrim Demasha Ovmina Olam Ve'ein Nirad Rabbi Netan Demashma Dekol Hanoch Marbinon Mikol Machmetzes Lo Tochelu. The Pasuk says, Kol machmetzes. What does kol mean? Anything that is chametz, lo tochelu. And what's the key word? What's the iser that we're dashing from? Tochelu. So the iser is kol machmetzes, even tarovis chametz, lo tochelu. Nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Motzei, says that Rabbi Natan. The mashma de kol hanach mar binimi kol machmetzes, lo tochelu, afilu achila. And even achila, lo hava machayev, ilav de rab yekra. And even achila would not be aser if it weren't for a special gzeros hakosav. Is there gzeros hakosav asering these food items bebal yirabai motzei? No. And therefore, meheki tasted bebal yirabai motzei. So says Rabbeinu Tam, on this taroves chametz, again, taroves chametz, Rabbeinu Tam writes, Ein Iser Ba'yiroe Ela Achila from a Xeris Akosov of Kol Machmetzes. But Daniel Aaron.
Wait, what does that say on the right?
Rashi Ba'yiroe Ba'yiroe. Shabbat Natan, Ein Yisra Bari Rabbi Matzei, Ella Yisra Achila, and that went out from a Xeras HaKos. 1 second. So what does Elu Ovrin mean? And these you're over, so says Rabbi Natan, V'nir Rabbi Natan, De Elu Ovrin, Perush HaOchlin Ovrin. The food must be removed. Removed from where? From the table. Why? Because you might come to eat it, but there's no Isser of Bal Yeroe by Matzah. So what do we pull out of the Gemara in Maseches, Pesachim Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph? Machlokas, where there's an Isser of? Bal Yeroe by Matzah, by Taroves Chametz. Now, Taroves Chametz, good. Now, if there... Fine. Adkan. Okay, that's the kind of background to our Tosis. Ariel had a question. What kind?
Yeah, so I heard that word was
Rash, this one?
On
top, yeah. Elu Ovrin. Ovrin. Oh. Elu Ovrin. Okay. Yes? So what is it, how does a Rebbeinu Tam understand the word Ovrin? It doesn't mean Ovrin Miloshon Avera, but Ovrin Miloshon, get it off the table. Remove it. Get it off the table. Ovrin Me'al HaShulchan. Okay, now...
That's a stretch.
Shmuel. It's a stretch in what?
In the word over.
In the word over.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to say it for the second time this year. Maybe. Maybe. But what are we learning?
Baal Peh.
Torah Shebaal Peh. And says Rabbeinu Tam, what pasuk teaches us that Tarobes Chametz is going to be awesome? What's the Gzeres HaKasuv?
Kol.
And what's the Hemshek of the pasuk? Mahmed says Lo Tochel. So how can you go ahead and tell me it's talking about by Rabbi Matzah? The pasuk is being Merabit Marbeh Yisrachila, not the Yisrael by Rabbi Matzah. And therefore,
so Misvara, the Rabbeinu Tam thought that Rabbi Yonah was trying to be poetic.
I don't know, poetic. He's giving a taich. He's trying to. He's explaining what how he understands Elo Ovrin in light of the pasuk out of the pasuk in Chumash. So how do you have to understand the Mishnah Elo Ovrin of Malashah?
Okay, you're saying Ovrin sounds over on Avera,
right?
But Rabbeinu Tam is saying Mavirim is pretty much the same thing as Ovrin.
Mavirim over Malashah. Yeah.
We say over because he's not just saying remove. He's not saying destroy.
Right.
He's not just saying remove.
Remove. Right, but the pashtus is over means avera. That seems to be a pashtus. But again, I don't think it's the end of the world. Okay, now back to our Tosis. Tosis by us is bothered again, just to set it up. We've done this a lot now. Why is it that when it comes to chametz, there's a search and destroy halacha? If the whole reason is shem yavala achlo, we have a lot of things you're not allowed to eat. Why by chametz is there a search and destroy mission, and not by basav chalav and kiliyakir? First answer Tosa said was shari surim is bedilei in shemineh. Second answer, start inside. Let's take a look. Inami. Second answer. Shani chametz shehichmira b'torah labaliyah by matzah, and therefore hechmiru chachamim livdok ulevaro afilu heka debitla mishum dilma asi lemichle. Says Tosis. Now back to Tosis Beis Merav. Why is it that by chametz is a search and destroy mission? Because the rabbis did what?
The rabbis were strict about it.
Why were the rabbis strict about it? Because they follow the Torah's lead. The Torah has an Isser of Bal Yirav Bal Yimatzeh. Do you find such an Isser when it comes to, for example, Basav Echalav?
No.
No, you're allowed to possess Basav Echalav. You're allowed to possess Arlo. You're allowed to possess Kiliyat Kerem. You're allowed to possess Chazir. The Torah doesn't have a prohibition Bal Yirav Bal Yimatzeh. So over here, the Torah did create a prohibition by Rabbi Matzah. Therefore, once the Torah did that, we're going to follow the lead. This is Doraisa. We're going to follow that lead and create an Isser of a din of Bedika and Biur. That's Chachamim. That's Derabanan. Following the precedent that the Torah already established. Now, why? Now, this is the Shir right now. Right now. This is the Shir. What is the reason for the din of Bir and Bedika? No. Just blurt it out. Shema Yavo Lach. The reason is Shema Yavo. And what did the rabbis do? Why did the rabbis make this Zera, this din of Shema Yavo Lach, do Bir and Bedika? Answer? Because they taught already the Torah's sensitivity. Where? Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Comes along the Tani Shields. And in Seder he asks, Ma Kesher! Good. The Torah has an Issa Bal Yimatzeh. Good, that's a Chumrah. But what does that have to do with Bedika and beef? So what is the answer that, again, is between the lines, but the Chora is the Pshat and Tosis? Daniel, you want to say it?
That's my question.
Okay. Yeah!
In light of the run, it's that...
Yeah, don't give me the run yet. We'll see. Yeah, in light of Tosis, I don't need the run. Give me the Tosis.
That the Torah made by Rabbi Moshe, so you shouldn't come to eat the Chametz.
is that if this is Shem Yavol Achlo, you know why the Torah asks about Rabbi Matzeh?
Awesome. For us to make another comment.
Shema Yavol. Once the Chachamim saw an Yisr Bal Rabbi Matzeh, and how did Tosas understand the Yisr Bal Rabbi Matzeh? You can't own it. Why not? Because you might come to eat it. Ooh, the Torah is really worried about you might come to eat it. So we're going to follow that lead and bolster the Shema Yavo L'Achol concept to make sure that you not only you won't eat it, you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because... because it's gone. Now take a look for a second. Just look at the Ran, because this is a diuk in Tosas. But I think if you look at the Ran with me, it is mefurish in the Ran. And what emerges is, let me just, as you're flipping to the Ran, what emerges is Rabosa. Which Judaic institution makes fences? The Rabbanan make fences. Now, all of a sudden, according to what we're saying right now, is who else is making fences? Sometimes you have examples of Gzeira d'Oraisa. Gzeira d'Oraisa. As we're flipping to the Ran, can you give me one other example of a Gzeira d'Oraisa? No. Well, you're fancy. You're quoting me. That one sheet that I'm around that says Muxas Doraisa. That's what you're quoting me? We pass the Muxas Drabon. But there is that one sheet of Hachana de Rabba that says Muxas Doraisa based on the Pasuk, the Hechinus Asher Yavu, Pashas Beshala. You don't pass like Rabba. But that's good if you hold like Rabba, Muxas Doraisa. But Pashas Beshala now. Well, give me an example of a Zera. De'oraisa. No, no, de'oraisa, Torah. Before you get to that, before, give me an example, Zera de'oraisa. I'll give you a good one.
You're not allowed to make an idol on earth that you might want to worship it?
No, I don't think so. Making an idol is not de'oraisa, probably. Yeah, but that's the issue of... Okay, maybe. Okay, good. Maybe. I'll take it. We'll take it. Yes?
Ben Sora Mora.
No. So a good one, are you allowed to be in seclusion with a woman?
I'm still going to think that nothing is the whole point.
No. Are you allowed to be in seclusion with a woman?
No.
The answer is Yichud. How do you know the answer of Yichud? Where do you learn it from?
It's
learned from the Pasuk. Listen to the Pasuk. Lo sikravu legalos erva. Listen to those words. Don't even come close to Gilui Arayos. So Lo Sikravu is a Gzeira d'Oraisa. It's a Din d'Oraisa Yichud. Lest you... What? That's not what you learn Yichud. That's not what you learn Yichud. So that's a Lo Sikravu d'Galos. I'll give you one other example. Are you allowed in Chazer?
No.
What's the shear of the Yisra Achilas Chazer? A kezayis. Does that mean I can eat a chatzi zayis of Chazer? It's not malchus. Can I eat a chatzi zayis of Chazer?
No.
Just a little bit. So we have a limud. Last parak of Maseches Yuma. You're not allowed to eat. It doesn't say don't eat chaylev. It says don't eat kol chaylev. Larabos afilu chatzi shear. So many argue, why is Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah? Because what happens, Shlomo Bosen, when you eat Chatzi Shir? What happens when you eat Chatzi Shir? Can you eat just one Pringle?
You get the flavor.
Can you eat just one Pringle? You can't just eat one Pringle. What's going to happen? You need another and another and another. So why is Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah? Because of a Gzeira, the rice, if you eat Chatzi Shir, you might come to eat a full Shir, so the Torah asked you in Chatzi Shir. Watch this. Watch. I'll give you another one. What's a nazir not allowed to drink?
Wine.
Can the nazir drink or eat the sediment of grapes? No, that's a din d'oraisa. He's not allowed to eat the chartzanim and the zagim, which is the sediment, the grape residue. That's also aser min ha-Torah. Why is it aser min ha-Torah, l'chora? Because if you eat or eat that, you might come to
drink wine.
Drink wine. Now watch this. Watch this. This is a very cool tangent. But it'll be on your test. So watch this.
It is.
Watch this. Watch this. Rabbo said, what's the shear of Bali Rabbi Matzah? How much chametz do you have to possess to violate Bali Rabbi Matzah? Kazayas is the correct answer. Kazayas is the correct answer. Is there an iser of chatzi shir when it comes to the iser of Bali Rabbi Matzah? Is chatzi shir aser min ha-Torah when it comes to Bali Rabbi Matzah? The answer is no. My question is, why not? After all, chatzi shir aser min ha-Torah. So why not? Bali Rabbi Matzah is aser v'kazayis. We have a din called chatzi aser min ha-Torah. Why is Bali Rabbi Matzah not aser v'chatzi shir?
What's the shir for achilas chametz?
Kazayis. Yeah! Rivka.
I
would think
it
is
yes.
Okay, but I told you no.
Wouldn't it be yes because of a buyer by what's right? The Shema.
That's the main question. Nachi?
If buyer by what's is just a getter, then.
And keep going. Don't stop. So excited. So excited.
If it's only a gather and you need a chatzi shir, then Shmuel could play you the rest of it.
That's exactly why we have to be here.
Sammy?
Because if Achilas comes, it's only us, Kazayas. Achilas one.
Okay.
And we know that by Rabbi Matzah.
What is Achilas Chametz Pachos Mikashir Aser Bachila?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes. Chatzisher Aser Matzah by Achilas Chametz. Yes.
You want me to gather? When do we get together together?
Oh. That's the answer. Who said that?
I was going to say that.
Is that just like. This is what the Prima Gadim writes in Hilchos Pesach. Just like when it comes to Dinim Drabanan, Ein Gozer and Gzeira L'Gzeira, so too when it comes to Dinim D'Oraisa, Ein, the Torah is also not Gozer, a Gzeira D'Oraisa on a Gzeira D'Oraisa. So if Chatzis Shir's Asa V'Torah's Gzeira, and for example, the Chartzanim of a Nazir is Aser as a Gzera, is there an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Chartzanim? There's the residue, the sediment of wine. There's no and if Bali Rabbi Matzah itself is a Gzera Doraisa, and Chatzi Shir is a Gzera Doraisa, one could argue that Ein Gozrin, you're not going to go ahead and combine those two, even though they're Gzeros Doraisa. Now, this idea is Mefurash in the Ran. I just have to show you the words of the Ran. Then I'll take your objections and questions and comments. I must just read you the words of the Ran, the holy words of the Ran. The Ran writes as follows. Listen to this. Why are we so machmed by Pesach, by Chametz? Because of an Issur Koris. And lo b'dilei inshemineh. The Efsar Mipnei tam ze, because of this reason, kares lo b'dilei inshemineh hichmira ha-Torah. The Torah was machmir lavor Allah b'bal Rabbi Matzah. Why was the Torah machmir to create an Isra by Rabbi Matzah on chametz? Because chametz is kares lo b'dilei inshemineh. So the Torah was machmir. with Nisa Bar Yavai Mas. The Torah was Matan. What does that sound like? The Torah was Gozer Shema Yavo La. That's a super, super, super idea. What is the first day in Tulsa's hold?
First day?
The first day, yeah. The first position in Tulsa's, what is the first position in Tulsa's hold? What's the reason that you have to do B'dikah and beer? I know Shemi, well, they both love Shemi Avalacha because of? No, the second answer says because of the Chumra Bayi Rabbi Masi. The first answer says, Lo B'dilinche. It could be. I would definitely make this argument. At according to the first text of Tulsa's, Bayi Rabbi Masi is a standalone, independent Isser, not linked as a Gzera Shema Yavo. But the second answer is holding that by Rabbi Matzei is an Isser that is a Gzera Shema Yavo L'Achlo, and piggybacking on that, the rabbis made an Isser of beer, of a din of beer. Okay, Daniel.
I think the whole reason why we have to eat the beer is for the fact that since you think the Chatzishir, since you know the Chatzishir is not an Isser, we would be more lenient. It's not.
Might be relevant.
If you eat the beer, would actually be make more shin on the day. It wouldn't even come to the
beer. Could be. We'll see a sugya later on to discuss whether there's a mitzvah of bedikum beer by perurim, by crumbs. So that, or you could just do bittel by crumbs. That might be relevant to that comment. We will see.
So I wouldn't even say the whole reason for the beer is showing me a lot on the first
list. Okay, but tell us, we'll learn Tosis. Yeah, I hear you. You can take issue with Tosis, but that's what Tosis says. Okay, where to next? For eating? No. No, no chiv karis. Karis is only for the kazayas.
So the chiv karis is only for the kazayas.
It doesn't mean the Isser, but it's still an Isser Achila.
If the line saying that the reason that we have
by Rabbi Matze
because of Kavis.
No, it's because it's an Isser Chomer. It's an Isser Chomer as evidenced by the Isser Kare, so therefore the rabbis, the Torah has also said don't own Chomer.
But in connection to that Kavis only starts with Kazash, which could be why.
Right, by Rabbi. Right. Enechanami. True. Yes?
Can you agree with the Ron said?
The Ron is, it makes it explicit. The Ron is explicit that by Rabbi Matze is a Gzera Doraisa. That's what the Ron says. Gabriel?
Yes. Good shot.
Gabriel?
Yes.
Pocket. Okay. Yes, Daniel? The din of Chatzi Shir is not Vera Doraisa, but it's not, there's no Onish. There's no
Onish. What I'm asking is why is there not an Isser here?
Because then you just keep having it another.
Why is there no Isser by Rabbi Matzah less than Kazayas?
Yeah.
You don't have
because
another.
Because one idea we suggest because of Zer looks there. It's one idea.
But then he's saying it's
there. But it's still, there's a rule of angles and Zer looks there. That's one idea. There are other answers to that question. But again, not for now. Okay. What am I doing? What's next? Okay. So let's build on this a little bit. You know what? While I'm on this topic, take a look. Where did we get this idea that Bal Yerubai Matzei is a Gzera Doraisa? Where do we get that idea from? Where did Ron get the idea from? Who said the pasuk?
Which idea?
That Bal Yerubai Matzei is a Gzera Doraisa. Please take a look at source number 6. Read it carefully and tell me where the Ron got the idea from. Read it carefully and tell me where the Ron got the idea from. Lev Cohen, Lev, are you with me? Are you here today?
Yeah.
Are you here? That's not what I'm looking for. Zevi, what do you got?
Oh, hi, Zevi.
Go ahead, Zevi.
Zevi.
Shh. Read the pasuk, Zevi.
Shiva Shannon, Sior, Lo, Yimatze, Yisachan, Kiko, Acho, Achmedzes, Nachrasa, Anepeshachi, Made Adas, Yisrael, Beger, Ezra.
What does the pasuk say?
7 days you won't find it in your heart. You won't
7 days, lo yimatze. What iser is that? By Rabbi Matze. Why? Ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nechrasa. So it's crystal clear. Why can't you own possess ba'al chametza on Pesach? Because you might come to eat it. So you know where the Ran got the idea from? He got it by reading Chumash. He got it by reading Chumash. It is kim'at crystal clear.
So why don't we just go through that whole process? not like in a joking manner. Why don't we just go through the whole process of trying to figure it out if it's straight up from the pasuk?
Because if I just showed it to you straight out from the pasuk, crystal, we're not learning Chumash. We're learning Gemara. And we're learning Tosis. And what I am showing you is that everything in the Rishonim ultimately will, hopefully, if all works well, is going to evolve. There's a synergistic relationship between Tosh B'Tzav and Tosh B'Alpeh.
Yes.
I think he's spelling half of these wrong anyway, so when you do lose it, it's not going to come up.
Okay. Hi, Ravelli. It's going to be. Okay.
Can we go over?
We're going by.
There will be depression very
quickly. We're going to do right now. Right now.
I thought we were going to do Rambam.
Okay, we're going to do that too. We're going to get rolling. Okay, Rabosai, let's open up. We're going to open up the Rambams. We're going to open up the Rambams. Okay, no questions now. I got to cover the ground. I know, but I got to cover some ground. I'm with you. Let me just learn a Ramba. Look at the Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. Perek Dalet Halacha Ches.
I don't know what you say
about
your
it's a different pasuk, but the two Yisurim are brother sister Yisurim. They go together. It's not they're inseparable. Whenever there's one, there's the other. It might even be one lot.
Okay,
again,
finds not owning, not actually seeing itself.
It's not seeing, it's not owning. The Yisur Lo Yira is owning. You see, if you go to a store and you see comics, there's no issue.
You don't have to see comics in your house, though.
You can't see. If it's someone else's comics, you can see in your house. Yeah, your own house. Right, you're not your comics. It's your ownership. Okay, Viter. 4-8. Ta'aroves comics. If you have a mixture of comics, Ovrin aleha mishum bal yiro'e ubal yimaseh. Okay, so the Rambam paskins like? Like Rash. So far, so good. Kigon hamuryas vekuta hababli v'sheikh ramadai shosnos bin hakemach. V'chol kayose ba'elu midvarim hane'echol. Aval dovar shiyesh bo taroves chametz. V'ein roi la'achila. If it's a mixture of chametz that is not edible, then harayzem mutar l'karm pesach. Okay, so the Rambam says in a tarobes chametz there's an iser of bayo bayimotze. The Rambam is like Rashi. Now watch this. 1 second. Hands down. Let me get some dust. Hands down. What's tarobes chametz mean? You have a kugel. And inside the kogel is chametz. So says Rambam, you violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh. Here's the question. Now, Yerushalmi kugel is chametz. Potato kugel is not chametz, but it has chametz in it. So it's a tarovitz of chametz. Now, how much chametz do you have to own to violate by Rabbi Matze? A kezayis. So in this tarovitz, how much chametz is there? There's a kezayis of chametz. How fast do you have to eat a kezayis of chametz to violate the iser of achilas chametz? The answer is bichdei achilas pras. So in order to buy this achila, you have to eat an achila bichdei achilas pras. Bichdei achilas pras, the amount it takes the average person to eat a half a loaf of bread. Okay? Whatever that is. Okay, here you have chametz in your kugel. There's a kezayis. In order to violate the iser of a kezayis of chametz, in order to violate the iser of achilas chametz, you have to eat the chametz in a shear of bichdei achilas pras. How long is bichdei achilas pras? Let's call it 3 minutes. But this kugel has a kezayis, and in order to eat that kezayis, it's going to take me 6 minutes, not 3 minutes. Because there's other food in there. Do I violate? Do not blurt out an answer. Do I violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh on Taroves Chametz when it will take longer than Kedei Achilas Pras to eat the chametz? Don't ask according to who. The question is asked as asked. Could you see anything from the Rambam that gives you a clue? Gentlemen, flip your Rambam open for a second to the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Beis.
Is this the Rambam right here?
You have to look at the Rambam.
No, I'm saying this. I'm asking.
The Rambam is not on that page. No, that's not the Rambam. That's enough. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Chametz ba Pesach aser b'hanaos shneimar lo yechal chametz lo yebo heter achila v'hameniach chametz b'rishusa ba Pesach. If you have chametz in your rishus on Pesach, af al pi shelo achlo, even if you didn't eat it, over you violate shnei lavim lo yirlecha and lo yimatzeh. Anything curious about that Rambam?
Yeah.
What's curious about that Rambam?
You don't eat it itself.
So why did the Rambam write Afal Pi Shelo Achla? Why did he write Afal Pi Shelo Achla? What is he telling you about the Isser Bayura by Matze? Is that it's connected. So the Rambam's vision is also, it's a gzeira, doraisa, that you might come to violate the Isser Achila on this kugel. Can I violate the Isser Achila?
No.
Can I violate the Isser Achila?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Because I can't eat it b'chdei achilas pras. If I can't eat it b'chdei achilas pras, I'm not going to violate the Isser Achila. If I can't violate the Isser Achila, then I'm not going to. In other words, if you take a look at the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam 4:8, which you should tonight, I'm not going to do it now. The Magen Mishnah argues, the Shittas HaRambam is, what's the Shittas HaRambam? is that the only time you're going to violate the Isser by Rabbi Motzi on Tarovas Chametz is if the Kezayis is in there that you can eat it Bechdei Achilas Pras. But if the Kezayis of Chametz in the Tarovas cannot be Bechdei Achilas Pras, then you're not going to violate Rabbi Motzi. Why? Because there's no longer a chashash of an Isser Achila Doraisa, and if it's no Isser Achila Doraisa, therefore there's no Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotze, which would be consistent with this idea of the Ran, that it all is a Gzera Doraisa. This is 2 days in the Magad Mishnah, but that I think would be Meduyuk in the Shitas Ha Ramba. Yes, Daniel.
Thank you. But if the only way you can possibly violate the Chayyah, the only possible way according to the Ramah they can get Shemuel Kabbalah, then why are we making so many Kedarim with the Kambir and we have the Kambir by Rabbi Moshe in the first place, if you can't even violate that Pesach Achila, that's going to be protected with Ras. It's not as stringent as it was before.
Again. We know there's a mission that says Tarovas Chametz Elo Ode. Rashi says by Rabbi Matzah, Ram agrees by Rabbi Matzah. Now I'm just saying, what kind of Tarovas are we talking about? A Tarovas that, no. If you ate it, you would violate the Isser of
Achim. Not
right. Again, all the Ram is saying is, we're just qualifying. When it says Tarovas, we're talking about a tarobes that would be subject to the Isser Achila Doraisa.
But if we're making leniency by saying you won't going to be violated by the Kleah of Ras, then why not by any other Avera? When you're making leniency there, we don't find so many other Gidarim for a leniency.
Again, I don't follow your question. I mean, I am simply saying, I'm not, your question doesn't bother me, is what I'm saying.
Bothered me.
I don't hear the question.
If you,
I hear what you're saying. I don't hear the question.
Stuff, huh?
For sure. So what's the Magad Mishnah arguing about?
The Magad Mishnah has 2 days. When the Rambam said, in other words, the Shaila is Bal Yerubai Matzeh a Gzera Doraisa or is it an independent Isser? If it's an independent Isser,
even when you can't eat it, you should violate.
Then even if you can't eat it, you'll still violate the Isser.
That's the
Rambam. When you read the Rambam, you could reach that conclusion. The Magad Mishnah argues against that. Daniel, you make me feel guilty. You want to try again?
Yeah, okay, I'll try again.
Come close here. This distance is bothering me. Here, Daniel.
This is the fourth time in this year you called me up.
Okay, that's okay. Daniel, quickly though. I got some more to do.
Yeah, okay. Seventh day I feel it's cross, right? That's a leniency. That's not a mom, right? Because we is a leniency 100%. I don't. That's what you need to see. We're saying that you cannot violate.
We're saying you can't buy this rachila,
right?
If you don't eat that.
And isn't Shem Yevolachol exactly trying to make sure that we don't buy this rachila?
Yeah, but we're saying Shem Yevolachol is not to match. Shem Yevolachol is to have pure chametz. We don't need pure chametz. There's no leniency when it comes to pure chametz.
Okay, so why are the stringent by
Tarovas chametz? We're saying the only time you have a mitzvah about it is by Rabbi Matzeh. When you'll come to,
then why are we linking Tyrus and regular comments if they're not symmetrical? Why are you saying it's
they're perfectly symmetrical?
But they're not, because there's different stringencies, different leanings.
No, not at all.
But then that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Then if they're not, they're completely the same. Then why can you say Bechdei Achilas is a leniency on Shabbat Avodah?
It is.
So then why would they could be stringent?
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand better what you're saying, a little better. And now you're leading me to the next point, the last point. You don't want to sit here?
No,
sir.
I'm not following where you're making the differentiation in the Rambam and where you're similar with Rashi.
Okay. Tarovas comes to Rambam says there is this about Rabbi Matzah. So who's he learning the sugya like?
Rashi.
Now within, okay, so now we have a question. You have a Tarovas Chametz. How fast do you have to eat that Tarovas Chametz? In other words, does that Tarovas Chametz yield an Isser Achila? The Ram says it's a Bal Yerubai Matzeh. The Magad Mishnah now argues, since the old Isser Bal Yerubai Matzeh is what is an Isser Gzera Doraisa Shema Yavo La'achlo, if that's how you understand the Isser, and the only time there'll be an Avera of Bal Yerubai Matzeh is when the Chametz is of a type, of a concentration, that you'll bar the Isser Achila. And that's Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's the concentration.
Yeah, and if you hold that it's not.
If you hold it does not need the Chdei Achilas Pras, if that's not a requirement, that means that Bal Rabbi Motzei is a new Isser, independent of the Isser Achilas.
That would work better.
So which one are you saying? The
Magen Mishnah argues that the Rambam is here, and I'm suggesting, based on Tikkun, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Chabez, I like the Magen Mishnah.
Okay, if it was Chdei Achilas Pras, that means it's a Gzera.
Then it's a Gzera. Shem Yevalach.
We
have no evidence either way. No evidence either way. Okay, last point I want to make. I'm going to make it fast. Okay, now we're flipping to this side. This side. Gap, am I being clear here? Really?
Ouch.
Nice job. He doesn't really want to be on
that. I think I'm being crystal clear. But okay.
It could be because I said that sure.
No, I don't mean that. No, not at all. I'm not Makabal. I wasn't Makabal the Khan. I was not Makabal. I'm not Gairis the Khan. I wasn't Gairis. Okay.
It's a little more confusing than the past year.
Nah.
I
disagree. I think this is.
I
disagree.
Smarter than he is.
Okay. Okay, Kessler. Okay. Last point. According to Rabbeinu Tam, other side of the board. Is there an Isser of Bal Rabbi Matzei by Tarovis of Chametz?
No.
No Isser. What's the only Isser?
Achila.
This is Achila. No Isser of Bal Rabbi Matzei. Good? Question. Do not answer flippantly. Do not just throw out
a comment. Definitely not flippantly.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, Taroves Chametz, I'll also use the term Chametz Nukshe, is no Isser Bal Rabbi Matzei, ain Isser Bal Yeroe, Ella Achila, only Isser Achila. Only Isser Achila. Is there, question, a din of Bedika and Biur by Chametz Nukshe and Taroves Chametz.
There shouldn't be.
I told you, do not. You have diarrhea of the mouth.
I do actually.
Do not. Just take it slow. You can edit. I slipped again.
I think.
Yes, Sammy! What? What?
We would say that you do have to be Yigabiyah, because we say that by Sa'or you have to burn, and we say that Sa'or is Chametz Nukshe.
Noam?
No, since we only worry about Layokal, right? And you're not going to eat if it's Chametz Nukshe. So therefore, we don't have to destroy it, because we're not worried. The only reason to destroy it is. If we were about
Lo Yochal,
we're not worried about them in this case.
So, gentlemen, if you did your Mamakomas, you remember what you did. What you saw is a Rabbeinu Peretz and a Rashba quoted in Tosis. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, do you have to search and destroy Chametz Nukshe, Chametz B'Tarovis?
No.
No. You do not. Why not? Yes! Tighten that up, yes! Correct! Because says Rabbeinu Peretz, the Isser of the Deacon Biur is built on the Chumras HaTorah of Rabbi Matzeh. But if by Chametz B'Tarovis and Chametz Nukshe there's no Bal Rabbi Matzei, then what?
And they shouldn't.
And there's no din of beer, and that's what Rabbeinu Peretz says in the Rabbeinu Tam. Who disagrees?
The Rashba.
The Rashba. The Rashba says in Rabbeinu Tam that even though there's no Bayu Abayi Matzei, what do you still have? You still have to get rid of your Chametz Nochshe. Why?
I would say Yotzeh.
Why?
Oh.
Because true, the impetus of Bedika and beer is what? The impetus is the Chumra of Baal Yerabai Matzeh. That's the impetus. But once you have this din, then any food item that is classified as chametz is subject to beer, to bedikam beer. Is chametz nuksha classified as chametz?
Yes.
Yes. How do I know? Because what did the Torah say? Kol machmetz. Once the Torah said kol machmetz, now it's classified. The impetus of the gzera is by Rabbi Matzeh, but once that has a shem chametz, it's chayiv in Bedika and beer, whereas what does the Rabbeinu Peretz hold? That the Baal Yerah is not just the impetus, but it is the gzera. And the Bedika Schamez gzera follows directly by Rabbi Matzeh. If there's no by Rabbi Matzeh, there's no Bedika. Mincha at 1:13. If you have any questions, please come forward.
Can I try to be synergetic also?
Synergistic.
Synergistic, yeah, that would be. I mean, parents.